Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insight and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
We're open for business live.
Good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock on Friday, the 30th of October, 2015. My name's Jamie Veitch. I'm your presenter for the next hour for Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise programme, Business Live. We're broadcasting live on 93.2 FM and through our internet live stream. The show will also be available as a podcast later from the Sheffield Live website, sheffieldlive.org. In today's show, we'll be talking with Jill Ashton, giving you tips on networking. And we'll be talking with Charlie King about Small Business Saturday. Before we turn to our guests, if you missed last week's show, which was a Made Festival special, then you can catch that on the Sheffield Live podcast on sheffieldlive.org. Just go to shows, find Business Live, find podcasts, and then find the show from the 23rd of October. And talking about Made, we also have an interview today, recorded last week at the Made Festival, with customer service expert Jeff Ram. He'll be talking about celebrity service. What is it? Well, if you want to know, you'll have to keep on listening later on in the show. Before we turn to our guests, a quick update on latest happenings in business. Sheffield's Besterbelle Marine, a global manufacturer of cryogenic valves, has secured an order for its cryogenic globe and check valves for the Yamal series of vessels being built in South Korea. Following on from winning the contract to supply the valves to the vessel, the business is now contracted to supply another vessel. This is going to be used as a test vessel to see how the equipment performs in the Siberian winter sea conditions. The UK government has made steps to strengthen the Social Value Act. They've introduced a £30,000 programme to help public service commissioners improve how they measure their social, economic and environmental impact. And the European Commission has selected 10 social ventures to be finalists in the 2015 EU Social Innovation Competition. Small businesses, do they have a level playing field? Well, you can find out more at an event called Small Business Saturday. It's not just a one-day campaign, though. It's a national campaign, and we're going to be talking with Charlie King to find out more. Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Jamie.
And Jill, our other guest here in the studio today. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Jamie.
So, first of all, Charlie, you're a startup specialist with Business Sheffield. Now, you help businesses, and you're going to tell us about an event on the 4th of November to launch the campaign. But what is Small Business Saturday?
Well, Small Business Saturday is a national government-backed campaign that's really in existence to promote all the good work and great things that small businesses are doing in our economy and just give them a bit more of the limelight, really. Mm. It takes place in December. It's the 5th of December this year, and all sorts of wonderful activities are going on, really just to encourage us to be aware of businesses that are in our midst within the community.
And you're going to launch this with an event at the Town Hall. That's coming up very soon. It's next week, in fact, 4th of November.
That's right, next Wednesday. Business Sheffield, obviously, the Council's Business Support Programme is very much tied into Small Business Saturday this year. We're trying to do our bit to help Sheffield businesses, and we're kicking that off next week with a launch where we're going to be talking a bit more about the activities that are going to be taking place between now and Small Business Saturday taking place and how we're going to try and help businesses to make the most of that campaign. The launch is next Wednesday, as you said. It's 8 till 10 at the Town Hall, so that's the 4th of November.
And there's a range of things happening then between then and the actual Small Business Saturday itself. It is, as you say, a campaign. It's not just a sort of one-off day and then forget about it. And that's something that the organisers of Small Business Saturday themselves are very keen to stress. They've been running a countdown on their website and highlighting different small businesses. And this is a campaign which is gathering momentum every single year it's run.
Absolutely. I mean, if you were to look at some of the statistics, over the last couple of years, you know, the campaign year on year saw 2.7 million people more shop it locally on the day last year compared to the year previously. So it does have a real impact.
So it has an impact in terms of on the day. And then hopefully if they shop with a small business, they like it, they've discovered a new business that they never shopped in before, they'll go back there again and again.
Well, that's the idea. Yeah. You'll find out about the, you know, the added value that you get from shopping locally, supporting business in the community, and the impact that will have on where you live, and also, you know, the customer service, the added value that these small businesses can offer, maybe the, compared to going to a large retailer, is far in advance.
And from your perspective, is it something that you want people to embrace and be part of? Do they need to take action to make the most of this campaign?
Yeah, I suppose there's two elements to it, really. Obviously, we want people to, in Sheffield, to shop locally now, in the run-up to the day and in the future. That's part of it. But I suppose our campaign is about getting businesses switched on to Small Business Saturday as an opportunity, yeah, and helping them to understand how they can get involved and helping them to understand how they can engage as much as possible with their local community to make the most out of it. So a lot of our kind of agenda over the next few weeks is going to be encouraging businesses to fully embrace Small Business Saturday and social media and from a marketing angle, really.
Indeed. So this is, in terms of what Business Sheffield are doing, this is about helping businesses that you support, helping businesses across the city region to get involved in this, make the most of it, ride the wave, if you like, of the publicity that's also being organised nationally as well.
Absolutely. We've teamed up with five small businesses that we're working with actively in different areas of Sheffield, and we've enlisted their help as ambassadors to help us work in partnership with them to engage other local businesses in the areas in which they work. We're going to have some small localised events over the next few weeks at each of these businesses, and the idea will be that other businesses in that community can come along, network, and also find out a bit more about the Small Business Saturday campaign, and we'll give them some tips and advice as to how to make the most of it.
Great. OK, Charlie, super. Well, we'll return back to that in just a moment. But Jill's in the studio as well. Jill Ashton, Ashton Associates.
Yes.
You work with all sorts of businesses and you help people in terms of networking as well. And we're going to talk about some tips for that in a moment, because frequently on the show we have business people who've talked about the value that they've had in getting out and meeting people. But just before we do that, campaigns such as Small Business Saturday, you must see these as useful yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the basis of any good networking is to plug into local events.
Yeah.
And Small Business Saturday, I mean, who in their right mind wouldn't want to support small businesses in their area? They employ people, they generate growth, you know, it's they also good for link where you can use your, perhaps find somebody to need your own services. Maybe a good example to copy. One of the challenges with many small businesses, though, is that they are very small and there might only be one or two people, and getting everything done, including networking, might, you know, take you away from your business. So, you know, that you have to look at other opportunities to network too.
And that's a good point as well. That brings you on to sort of prioritisation as well, and where the best opportunities are. So turning back to Charlie, with regard to the support that you do, obviously it's been a really busy time for Business Sheffield. We were talking at the start of the show about the MADE Festival, which took place last week here in the city. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, we had something, six or seven interviews recorded at MADE last week, and we have an interview with Jeff Ram, who was one of the speakers, coming up later in the programme today. But Business Sheffield, of course, heavily involved in that. From your perspective, must have been great to see the success of the event once again.
Yeah, it was great. I mean we had one business up there who was in the crowd last year, didn't we?
Yes.
And was talking, which I think is a great testament to MADE Festival itself, and shows how, you know, how much that individual took on board the inspiration they'd seen, and a year on they're in the same position, and the impact that and the buzz that those that may create, I think, is great for the business community in Sheffield.
Yes, indeed. And so that means that autumn is a particularly busy time for you, with people focused on that kind of, we all have this sort of back to school kind of view, don't we, when it's September after August and summer holidays. Whether people get a summer holiday or not, September, everyone switches back on, revs up a gear. September, October, November, busy. And do you find that to be the case with business support here in the city as well?
Absolutely. I mean, day to day, my role is working with the pre-starts, which is just one strand of what Business Sheffield yes. does. But when you're working with people who are looking to start businesses, do tend to find that periods after school holidays tend to be very busy, and we have a big peak in people coming through our startup program between September up to the end of November, and we're particularly busy at the minute. And we've got some really innovative and exciting businesses coming through.
Great stuff. And then presumably drops off in December and busy again January?
Yeah, it works something like that, yes. Yeah.
So you've talked about your particular expertise, your specialism at Business Sheffield being supporting pre-starts, but of course, as you say, that's one part of what Business Sheffield does. And we're hearing good news from the city in terms of inward investment. We've heard about the legal company Fragerman coming to the city. We've heard about office rents for prime office space going up and achieving, you know, historically high levels, I think. From your perspective, does it feel as though the city is getting more confident, the business community here?
Yeah, I mean, I work alongside and sit very closely to the inward investment team, yes. and there's some very exciting things always coming up, and new businesses looking to come to Sheffield. Sheffield's really now switched on in terms of pitching itself to businesses externally from the city in terms of engaging them and trying to bring those businesses into Sheffield, because it's a great place to live and work. And you've also got the whole agenda of the outdoor economy and the outdoor city coming up. You know, we're making a big play about that as well at the moment. So there's a real buzz.
Yeah. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago on the programme the launch of the new Outdoor Sheffield website, of course, and that coincided with the European Outdoor Summit, which took place here in Sheffield. That brought hundreds of people to the city as well, and business tourism itself is important to Sheffield.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very much so. And I think we've always really had this resource, this activity going on, but I think it's now about Sheffield making the most of that and shouting about it as much as it can so people are aware of Sheffield, not only as a place to do business, but a place to visit, a place to get involved in the outdoor economy as well.
And with regard to your specialism, a place to start a business, a place to think about growing a business, and starting up a business, a particular skill set that you need to have to work with startups. But we know from people talking on the show about businesses started up here about the fact that there is a wealth of support here, and not just from Business Sheffield, whose support is frequently talked about by guests on the show positively, but also as well, of course, from accelerators, incubators, DotForge, for instance, and then things like programmes like Startup Weekend Sheffield that Sam Deakin talked about on the programme last week.
There's lots going on, lots going on, and that, you know, going back to networking gives businesses the opportunity to kind of draw on all those expertise, but also to meet each other. We talk about Sheffield being one big village. I think that's a real advantage to starting a business in Sheffield, is that it's an easy city to network in if you switched onto it.
Quite, absolutely. Well, let's turn back to networking and bring Jill back in. So sometimes people come on the show and they say, well, they perhaps don't say on air, but they say to me outside, oh, I'm really shy about networking. I'd like to go to events, but I'm a bit scared. What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, I would say to them that you network everywhere in your life. I mean, if you've ever, you know, been on a date, you've networked. If you've found a partner, you've networked. You do it automatically. You go to a wedding, you go to you know, christening, you talk to, if you stay talking to the same people all the time, it's very boring. So you can network. Everybody has networked. So get that one out of your mind, first of all. The second thing is try it. Dip your toe in the water. And if you don't know where to start, Sheffield put on, you know, a lot of great events. The Chamber, you know, have a networking. But what you need to do is you need to just be the best example of you can be. So look around, get on social media, put hashtag networking, put hashtag Sheffield, find something that fits your time. Don't go to any great extreme or great expense, because there's lots of networking in Sheffield. I am told by many people, this crops up all the time, that there are more networking opportunities in Sheffield than any other city outside of London other than Manchester. And I think I truly believe that. Eventually, you're going to land on something you like, but don't be put off by your first experience. It can be quite sort of intimidating. And I prefer not the sort of networking events where you go and people thrust business cards at you. I would avoid anything where there's alcohol, because I think it impairs your judgment, and people can take advantage of that. I would go somewhere free to start with and get some practice. Tips, you know, look after yourself. Don't have anything that will put somebody off. Make sure you shower. Sorry, that's a bit basic. But also be equipped with your business cards, your leaflets, and your strap line.
It's kind of being prepared, isn't it?
I mean,
if you go into a context, if you go to an event and you're talking to someone and they say, oh yes, here's my business card, and you can't find your business card because it's at the bottom of your briefcase, and you start looking flustered. So it's just being prepared.
I'll give you the biggest tip I can share with anybody, and that is, don't be interested in yourself. If you go completely for yourself, you're being a salesperson, and that's, you know, that has a connotation that is quite negative. Go and listen to other people. Find out what people need, and if you can help them with what they need, they will help you with what you need.
You know, so great advice there. And again, that comes up quite often. It's sort of go and connect other people to one another. Oh, yeah, she's brilliant at that. He's brilliant at that. He needs someone to do that. She needs someone to do that. Get them talking to each other. Well, you might think, great, okay, I've generated business for other people, but actually that's extremely powerful in itself.
Absolutely. What you give, you get. You set seeds, you know, you reap the reward eventually. Some people say, oh, I haven't got time to help other people. Well, I'm sorry, other people won't have time to help you. I'm working with a group at the moment, a women's networking group, which platformnetworking.co.uk, and
find it there.
In our brief is to help as many people as we can, and to link new networkers with experienced networkers, so they can benefit from their membership. There's a point where you can only give so much, but I find that giving is, I feel good when I go networking, I help somebody else. I am a serial collector of business cards, and I always have them ready and accessible to hand out to other people. I would always take two. I would suggest that if you're a small business and you think you haven't got time to go networking, that's the time to go networking.
Right, that's good advice there, and some interesting advice as well. And one thing that you said near the start there about go to events might make things less daunting for people, because if you're thinking, right, oh yes, so and so is organising a networking event, and that is the entire purpose of it, that can feel like I'm walking into a room and everyone else
Absolutely.
Knows each other. But if it's a case of, oh well, there is, for example, a Business Sheffield free workshop on social media marketing and B2B sales, which there is, Charlie, and which you'll know all about, which is being held at Strip the Willow on the 11th of November, 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Now, businesses can go along to that. That's organised by Business Sheffield. That's in preparation, again, for Small Business Saturday as well. And, of course, that's a 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. event. You're going to learn something by going along to that, but there's going to be refreshments. If you go to that event, you'll find out useful things for your business, but you'll end up talking to people. Similarly, if you go to the Social Enterprise Social at Union Street, or the Tech for Good meetup, or if you go, to your breakfast event on the 4th of November,
yeah, that's right.
you're going to go along, find something out, and you're going to actually meet people and talk with people as well. So it makes it easier as well.
It does. There's something else you're doing, so you're not just focusing on, oh, how many people am I speaking to? You know, will they want my business? Will they have something to give me? It takes the focus off of yourself. and it's much less stressful. However, don't overdo it. You can spend your life going to these events, and what you find is that you're going round and round the same people and the same places, and that's when it's time to break out and do something else. Don't forget that people in business know people in business, and people who are not in business know people in business. So your friends, your families, your neighbours, your tradespeople, they, you know, they're good connections too. Talk to everybody. If you've got a business, you need to share your business.
And I think, Jill, you yourself are an example of this, because this is the first time you've ever been on this programme, but I've met you at events in Sheffield. And we've talked, and in the past you've emailed me with suggestions of people who you think might be great to get on this programme, interesting people who you know. And that, of course, is always valued. And as we say in most episodes of this show, listeners, if you want to get in touch, you can do so. You can email me at jamie@sheffieldlive.org if you've got suggestions for people you want on the show. Now, Jill is a person who's done exactly that. You weren't putting yourself forward. You've made great suggestions, interesting guests. And I thought, well, Jill, I think you know what you're talking about. Let's get you on the programme yourself. So an example of networking, if you like, both online and face to face in practice.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say thank you, Jamie, because it's something I've got to the stage now where I love helping other people, but I have to remember sometimes that I need some help. And I, you know, plug for you. You're a very easy person to work with, and you're a great networker, and you're great at what you do.
Well, I'm going to start channeling Paxman in a minute. So this is going to go to the dark side.
Okay, go for it. Take me apart.
No, so Jill, I mean, thank you. That's very kind. But you're here on the show as well as the advice about networking that you've just given, which I think listeners will find useful. And it's worth remembering there are all sorts of events people can go to. You can go on net walking and go for a walk in the park.
Hardly recommend that.
You can go along to the Tech for Good meetup if you're doing a tech business. You can go to the Social Enterprise Social if you're involved in social enterprise. You can go to the workshop on social media marketing and B2B sales if you're selling B2B. The one we just mentioned, that's a Business Sheffield event that's coming up at Strip the Willow on Aberdare Road on the 11th of November. And a whole range of other events. And of course, there's loads on your website as well, Charlie, as well, on the Business Sheffield website.
Yeah, I mean, there's numerous ways in which you can find out what Business Sheffield's up to, and also what else is going on in wider throughout the city. I mean, we are running these workshops at five different locations.
Yes.
I'll just give you the locations,
yes,
and
please,
I'll give you a bit of information on how to get in touch with us. So the workshops for Small Business Saturday are aimed specifically at small businesses.
Yep.
But we have got an extensive pre-start offer if we've got people who are idea stage that hear about it through this as well.
Yep.
So we'll be at Strip the Willow on Wednesday the 11th. Then we go on to iFinity on Chesterfield Road on the 12th. Following week, we will be at Firehouse Fitness at Meadowbank Retail Park on the 17th. And then we move on the 18th to the Full Monty Cafe on Attercliffe Road. And then we finish up on Thursday the 19th at Coppola Gallery in Hillsborough. Now, all of those events are tea time events, so they're 5 till 7. And we would love to see as many small businesses who are interested in engaging with the Small Business Saturday campaign at those as possible. And like we're saying, they are networking opportunities. You're going to get a chance to meet other businesses in the room, and also meet Business Sheffield as well, and find out a bit more about how we could help you beyond this campaign. Best ways to get in contact with us are by calling our business gateway on 0800 043 5522,
yep,
or having a look at the Welcome to Sheffield website, or following us on Twitter at Sheff Business. Now, we are active on there, and you can find out a lot about the programme as well via that.
So there's a great range there with those specific events as well, part of this campaign. In many different parts of the city, so easy to get to. Plus, of course, the whole Business Sheffield offer, which people can find out more. And I think it would be worth going along to of those, because it's not only about meeting Business Sheffield, it's not only about the campaign, it's about meeting other business owners and finding out how they've overcome the challenges that they have done, and you know what's worked for them, and so on.
Absolutely, absolutely. We learn from each other, don't we? And I think going back to the idea of Sheffield's a great is a good city to network, and going back to the idea of networking, I think networking falls into two categories. It falls into kind of formal networking at events, but also just being opportunity aware and showing an interest in every time you meet someone new, because you never know how they might be able to help you, whether that is at an event or whether that's bumping into someone in another environment.
Absolutely, exactly. Well, you're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live with me, Jamie Veitch. We're broadcasting on 93.2 FM, but also from our internet live stream at sheffieldlive.org. And this show, like all Sheffield Live shows, will be available as a podcast later on from the Sheffield Live website. And in the studio with me today, we have Jill Ashton of Ashton Associates. Jill works with all sorts of businesses, helps them, supports them, and is a networking expert. And she's been giving some tips. And we have Charlie King, a startup expert at Business Sheffield. And Charlie's been talking specifically also about the Small Business Saturday campaign, with Sheffield kicking off the campaign next week on the 4th of November, and that runs through till December. Whole range of events that you can go to, get involved with, find out more. Now, we're going to return to Charlie and to Jill in a few minutes, but before we do that, we're just going to travel back in time, but only for a week and a half, in fact, to the Maid Festival that took place last week. And people who were here, who were listening to the show last week, will have heard a number of interviews with speakers at Maid. But whilst there, I also caught up with Jeff Ram. And Jeff spoke on the stage about the concept of celebrity service. We'll hear from Jeff now. So, Jeff, welcome back to Sheffield. Thanks for joining me. How have you enjoyed the Maid Festival this year?
Just as I did last year. It's absolutely superb. I know it's the greatest event in the UK for entrepreneurs and for any business, really. I don't think you have to be an entrepreneur or a startup or a small business to enjoy this. I think you've got some really, really powerful business speakers giving out some real good nuggets and ideas to develop any business through service, through development, through sales. But you've also got the people who've been there, done it, got the T-shirt, and who are actually sharing the T-shirt and sharing those nuggets. The entrepreneurs have gone out there, made a real big name for themselves. They're on the high street, and they're coming to share their story. And I just think, again, it's just excel. I think it's a wonderful event, and it is an honour to be a part.
So that is a real coup for Sheffield. You mentioned that this is really the most prestigious, the biggest, the best entrepreneurial event in the UK. But as you say, also, it's not just for entrepreneurs and business people, because the approach in terms of service, which we'll turn to in a moment, and, of course, an entrepreneurial mindset and the ability to communicate well, to sell and so on, is really, really important for all sorts of people. I mean, whether you're, say, I don't know, a freelance musician who doesn't think of yourself as a business person, you need to be able to communicate in a business context.
Absolutely. You know, sell yourself, sell your product, sell your service, whether you are self-employed, whether this is your baby, or whether you are working in a larger organisation or part of a team. There's something for everybody, and that sounds a real cliche, and it is a cliche, but there's genuinely something for everybody at this event. And yeah, is it a coup for Sheffield? No, I think Sheffield's a fantastic city. But I think the great thing is, for me and for everybody, yeah, I mean, I've met so many people who are not from Sheffield. Now, there's a lot from Yorkshire, also I've come down from Leeds, there's people here from Lincoln, people here from London, people here from Scotland. So it's like, okay, I think it's wonderful in terms of location-wise, that everybody can get here within a couple of hours drive or train ride. So perfect location, stunning venue, let's be honest, stunning venue.
There's a couple of
venues in the UK that I absolutely adore. One is Heathrow Park down in Oxfordshire, which is stunning and wonderful for speakers. I'm talking from a speaker here point of view, you know, the stage and the presence. But here it's you for 40 minutes of your life, you are that the spotlight is on you. You know, you've got an auditorium, a few thousand people, and you know, you are a mini rock star.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it's been described as a Glastonbury of business by people who should know better. One of them was me, but it is a great experience being up on that stage.
Lovely.
In front of people.
I didn't see anybody camping outside, but apart from that, it was good.
No crowd surfing. Maybe next time.
2016, watch this space.
So let's turn now to your area of expertise and what you're talking about on stage here and telling the audience about, and the audience learning from you. Obviously very interested and talking with you about the idea of celebrity service. What do you mean, first of all, by that?
let me go back. Well, let's be honest. Okay, everybody listening to this show now thinks that they're delivering a high level of service. 7, 8, 9 out of 10. We think it can get a little bit better, but we're delivering consistently a high level of service. If a celebrity were to walk into the business tomorrow, phone, email, tweet, and I'm talking big celebrity here, I'm talking Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, I'm talking A-list, if an A-list celebrity were to contact your business tomorrow to book a hotel room, to order a sandwich, to whatever it is, how would your service change? Because it will. It'll change because your look, your response, what you say, how you deliver it, how you follow up, the speed in which you follow up, everything would change because you'd be excited. You'd be excited that there's this... And a celebrity, you know, is there any chance I could have a... no problem. And they'll get rid of me and you to get, you know, everybody talks about Elton John getting the best seat in the restaurant. We will be moved. And we have this... We have this perception in this country that we're delivering a high level of service. We're not. Challenge yourself if a celebrity, and just think of your favourite celebrity right now, were to walk in, email, phone tomorrow, what would you say, what would you do, how would you react? Because your service levels will go up. And the thing about celebrity service, and I'll break this down for your listeners, it stands for consistency, excitement, love, engagement, bravado, response, independence, thank you and your team. 9 components that you can look at various customer touch points along the journey that if you were to pretend, just have a bit of fun with it, if that was a celebrity, what would the service now look like? Because there's a gap, and that is the gap we don't realise exists within our business today.
And that is a really interesting concept. The whole idea, a huge name coming in, you do things differently, you or your people would do things differently. Those 9 components, really important. Just takes me back, actually. You're absolutely right. I think when I was 19, went into a restaurant or a nightclub in Birmingham with someone at the time. I was trying to impress her. We walked in and we sat down.
I'm sure you did.
Well, sadly not, but we walked in. We sat down at a table and they saw me and they said, "Oh, hello, sir. Please come to this table." And we thought, "Oh, what's going on here?" So we sat down. They took us to a lovely table with a booth. And then they came over and said, "Here's a bottle of champagne on the house." So I thought, "Oh, this is fantastic. This is great." So we started drinking the champagne. 15 minutes later, they came over and said, "We're really, really sorry, sir. We thought you were Mick Hucknall."
No. Really?
Now, listeners don't really know that I don't exactly look like Mick Hucknall, but...
I must admit, there's a striking resemblance.
So they immediately then said, "You're going to have to move to a different table. You can keep the champagne, though."
Really?
Kind of, yeah, okay. "But you can keep it, but we'll charge you for it." And it was like, okay, so we feel really great.
That is horrific. I mean, that's celebrity, non-celebrity, celebrity, that's in full reverse.
It is, isn't it?
I have a lot of fun with this. I mean, in my book, and also on stage, I only did 2 or 3 stories today, but also showed the impact of what celebrity service can do for a business. Actually see it in action, you know, the before and after.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's, for me, it's, I love to deliver the real-life examples. The real-life examples, yes, I can talk about all the negative stuff, but you can't be inspired by that. What I'd love to do is pick out the great people around the world who are just doing it. And that hopefully will inspire... Hopefully it's inspired 2,000 people here today, because that's my hope, is take away one idea. And not just me, take away one idea from every one of the speakers today. And if you look at that £50 entrance fee... Yeah. And you come up with a dozen ideas, of which 6 you'll do, of which 3 could be great, and there's 2 will be amazing. That's going to have one heck of an impact on your business in the next 12 months.
Exactly, it certainly is. So we're going to wrap up in a moment, but of course people can find out more about the whole concept by buying your book. We'll give a link to the website in a moment to do that. But let's just give listeners examples of celebrity service in action and the impact that it can make. Just one or two examples, as you say, you like to put.
Oh, one or two examples. Which one should I do? I'll do one. The similar story to what I did today, and it's actually BMW Mini are doing this, and they've done this now. So you go for a test drive. You're quite interested in a car. Take a test drive. You want information about a car. You don't buy it there and then. The salesperson's got your details, and of course nowadays that's also email. But within 24 hours, both BMW and Mini, because obviously the same company, they will send you some information out on the car that you like or that you just test drove. But it's not a brochure. It's not a key to the car. It's not another test drive. It's not a link to a website. It's not a link to a PDF. It's a video. Now, they're emailing you a personalised video of the car that you've just driven. Within that message, they're mentioning your name. Hi, Jeff. Great to see you yesterday. This is the car that you looked at. It's... Look forward to seeing you again. Give us a call. And all the rest of it. They're sending a personalised video which takes no more than 90 seconds. So 90 seconds to create, 90 seconds to upload on their system, and literally half a second to email to you. That is a wonderful, personalised piece of response to service.
And how special does it make you feel?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, back in the day, you know, if we had Dear Jeff, for example, on a letter, we thought, oh, that's personalised. Until, you know, we managed to computerise the system and realise that it's actually very simple and very lazy to get your name on there. And then, you know, text messages. Hi, da da da. It's so impersonal.
I think I've just had one. It says, Dear Mick Hucknall.
Dear Mick, the champagne is still bubbling away. Your girlfriend's not here. So it's wonderful because, you know, it's free. And to do something on your phone and to email it to somebody, it's just a wonderful. Now, that's what they're doing. Now, I've been doing this for a number of years myself in a different way for my own business. But any business can do this. You know, you get it. To be able to put... The one tip I'm going to say here is personalise.
Quite.
Personalise everything. We're the one-to-one, not the one-to-many. This is how it should have always been. It's how it's not has been, but it's how it has to be from today. But video will give you that extra edge compared to the competition, who will not have a clue about this unless they've bought my book or seen me speak or listened to Mick Hucknall live on this interview.
And on that note, for those listeners to the programme who heard you at the Made Festival... They already know, and I'm sure many of them have bought the book. For those who weren't there, tuning in just now, heard the interview, want to know more, they can get hold of the book. How? Where?
They can go straight to, well, they can go to my website very easily. It's all the W's, jeffram.com, which is GEOFFRAMM. So it's GEOFFRAMM.com. You can go to Amazon, type in Celebrity Service or Jeff Ram, you'll see it on Amazon. Go to YouTube as well, not just a celebrity. The book's one thing, but on YouTube I've got over 100 videos now.
So you can
all
find
free.
Out all sorts more. Yeah.
See me speak, see great service, great marketing in action. It's all free. Just type in my name on YouTube and it's help yourself. If it can help your listeners, then it's been worth getting interviewed by Mr. Hucknall.
Well, always worth interviewed by Mr. Hucknall, I'm sure. I never have been myself. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Ram, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insight and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbiz-trainergroup.com.
We're open for business live.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live with me, Jamie Veitch. We're broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org. And you've just heard an interview with Jeff Ram talking about the idea of celebrity service that was recorded at last week's Made Entrepreneur Festival. In the studio today with me, we have Jill Ashton and Charlie King. Jill's been talking about networking, giving listeners valuable tips and advice. Charlie King from Business Sheffield has been talking about the Small Business Saturday campaign and a number of events that you can go to. Now, Jill, Charlie, welcome back. We've just heard from Jeff Ram. I think, Charlie, you heard Jeff speak at the event last week. Jill, you've heard him before yourself.
Yeah.
This idea of celebrity service and delivering the very, very best service and of course, the nine tenets of celebrity service that Jeff talked about in the interview there. It's really important now. Really, is it the case that we're not delivering the best service that we could?
I think we bring too much of ourselves, our home, what's happened in the home to work, to our business sometimes. You have to remember that lots of people are working from home now or small business areas, and you've just got to put on your best face
yes.
all the time. You can't afford to bring the troubles with you. So be the best you can be, and be reasonable, don't be over the top, else you'll get stressed out. But remember, everybody is a potential customer. You can't afford to offend anybody. They don't want to hear about your troubles. You know, they want you to talk to them about you and serve them.
And Charlie, you're working with all sorts of startups and businesses. Do they get the idea of, you know, great customer service? Is that important to the people you see?
Absolutely. The ones that are successful are the ones that understand that customers, you know, the general public, when they buy from a small business, aren't necessarily just purely looking at the pound sign when they buy. Mm. They're also interested in the experience that they have when they visit the business. And startups and small businesses that I see that are successful are the ones that focus hard on the experience from as soon as someone walks into that business, lands on their website, picks up the phone to contact them, and makes that experience as unique and as special as they can. So my advice that I always give to startups when they're kind of forming their brand and understanding who they are is to understand what their ethos is about and write down four or five words which they think defines what their business is, and make sure that everything they do is going forward resonates with that ethos, because people buy into that. And if they see, you know, don't just see the pound sign and actually buy into the way the business does something, they're more likely to be successful.
So that's great advice. I mean, think about those values and how you define yourself and the way you want to do business, and see if that resonates, you said. Now, that you can actually test that. Of course, you can ask people whose opinions you trust to think of a couple of ways to describe you in terms of how you do business, and see if there's congruence with how you feel you do. If there isn't, it's probably time to take a good hard look at the way you are working, perhaps for businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as well, don't forget that you're not doing something that's not been done before by other people, done well and done badly. So constantly do research, mystery shop your competitors, and see what service they're providing, what experience they're providing. Learn from them. Look at what they do well. Take those bits with you. And also learn what they're not doing so well, and make sure that you avoid those mistakes. And like Jill was saying, be the best you can be.
And that's really interesting. And it brings me on to another topic, I suppose, because in business, if we're selling a widget, if we're selling a product, if we're selling a pack of pasta or a sandwich or an app, for example, then that's one thing. But if we're selling professional services, if there's a lawyer or an accountant listening or a business consultant, Jill, for example, then people are buying that expertise. They're buying those hard skills. But they are actually also doing business with people that they know and they like and they trust as well, aren't they? And then they are doing business with you as a person, but you've got to then ensure that you as a person, you're delivering the hard skills as well as the personality.
Yeah, I mean, the know, like and trust is what I say all the time. I think you pinched that from me, Jamie. and the thing is, if you don't know somebody, then what do? You ask a friend. I would say that if a friend has used a service, that is a good person to ask. They recommend a doctor, they recommend a solicitor. Yep. But it might not always be a good fit for you, so always be prepared to look around. But if you don't know somebody, then what you need to do is to gather data, and networking events are great places to gather data. You know, and say to people, I need a printer. You know, who have you used? I need somebody to write me a will. I need somebody to look at my intellectual property. You can go on Google and find somebody, but really, your personal recommendation is so much more important. And that's an element of any good networking event, that people are prepared to share that sort of thing.
Yes, quite. So. Kind of asking for referrals and recommendations. Oh. And of course that can work in other ways too. If you, Jill, you're working with one of your clients perhaps, and mm-hmm. you think that what they do is brilliant, and that someone you know might know people who could buy their services, buy their products, you can make recommendations and referrals yourself.
Absolutely. I'm out on social media all the time. This might be not everybody's cup of tea, but I say if you're not using social media, you're not in business now. And if you think it's something that doesn't come naturally, there are people who will do that for you. People get paid for doing that for you. But I would always say, don't let anybody do that for you without sitting down and having a conversation with them about what your values are and about, you know, otherwise they can churn out any old, you know, picture of a kitten with a smiley face.
Well, absolutely.
So social media is vital, and I would say a go-to place is LinkedIn, and because there's a wealth of information there, and you can find almost anybody and anything, and you can have a good look at what they've got to say about each other. But face to face, in the end, decisions are often made face to face. So you know, it can only take you so far, social media.
Quite. So use it as a tool, as a vital tool, and it's essential in your business, but don't use it at the expense of face-to-face and talking to people, phoning people up as well, and don't hide
behind it. I mean, there are people like myself who, I think it might be a generational thing, who are not maybe quite comfortable talking to people on the phone, and I say to people, always imagine the person on the other end. I mean, the thing I'm hearing so much about now are people meeting their life partners online. But you can absolutely bet that they've had at least one date with them before they get married.
Yes, indeed.
You know, it's in the end, it comes down to face-to-face and being the best person you can be. And realising not everybody will love you and being happy with that. You know, but if enough people are recommending you, then it's an immovable force.
Super. Okay. And Jill, whilst you're here in the studio, I just want to ask you about the type of clients, the type of work you've been doing in your career, mm-hmm. and also things you know now in business that you wish you'd known perhaps at the start of your business career.
Right. Shall we do that one first?
Yeah.
What I know now is you don't have to be perfect all the time.
Right.
And what I know now is you're not always right. I come from a teaching background, and teachers always think they're right. And you have to understand that's not true. The best teachers are the teachers who make mistakes in front of the classes and the kids love it, so long as they overcome and keep going. So be aware of that. Be aware that you are always on show, and it's back to being the best person you can. Link with good people. There are people who talk the talk, but they need to walk the walk. You know, I regularly meet people who say, oh, I'm an expert networker. Well, I would run a mile from that. You described me that as earlier, Jamie. That was a bit scary. But that means they go out lots of places, take bunches of business cards, they pass all of them out, they go home thinking, job done. And, you know, those business cards get thrown in a bowl or a...
Quite, yeah, but it's actually all about giving.
It's all about connecting,
Yeah.
I mean, I would say another thing I've learned is not to dash in and just launch myself. Observe, you know, see who people are talking to and see who people are listening to people. Because you need to be a good networker is a good listener. two ears, you know, one mouth. And I'm good at talking, as you can tell, but I'm also very good at gathering information. Yeah. You know, when I meet somebody, I want to know about them. I love people's lives. You know, I think I spoke earlier that I was brought up in a remote location. There were no play dates, no after-school clubs, no birthday parties, no holidays. You know, I was like the naughty puppy who needed socialising when I got out into the community. And I found fascination in people's lives. And I still do that. When I meet somebody, I just want to know all about them. And eventually they'll reveal something where you can connect.
So that fascination, that curiosity, it's a great skill in business because it helps you connect with people. It also, of course, helps you to solve people's problems as well. You must see this as well yourself, Charlie, with people you work with. And it must be a great facet of you and the advisory team at Business Sheffield as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I go back to some of the startups that we work with and some of the businesses that we work with as well. And generally, the ones that are successful are the ones that are opportunity aware and switched on to utilising their network in a nice way. And spotting opportunities when to meet new people and work and collaborate and work together, and those are the businesses that tend to be successful, in my opinion.
Super. Mm. Okay. Mm. Excellent. So you're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live, and in the studio today we have Charlie King of Business Sheffield, and we have Jill Ashton of Ashton Associates. And just wrapping up very quickly then, Jill, networking and advice. Where can people find out more about you and about what you're doing?
Well, you can. Twitter's a good place to start with me, or LinkedIn. On Twitter, I'm Ashton Associate. I have a personal account, which you're welcome to look at, Ollie Jill. And at the moment, I'm networking with a wonderful group of women, very proactive, very supportive, called Platform Networking. And that's platform_chef. And we meet again next Friday at the Prince of Wales pub, if you'd like to join us.
Super.
I'd just link with me and tell me what you want and I will help you. I support a small networking group of crafters as well, people who craft for a living, who are craft for a hobby. I love to support people. My ideal clients for my business are people who want to move from employment into business without giving up their employment and the secure income. So, you know, that networking is great for me because I meet people with family and friends who come into that category.
Super. Jill, thank you very much for joining me today. And Charlie, we mentioned a number of events that people can go to mm-hmm. between next Wednesday and December. So can you just give us the events we've got? Next Wednesday, launch of Business yeah. Sheffield's support for a campaign around Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, so we've got the launch next Wednesday, which is 4th of November, 8 till 10. Come along. If you're running a small business and you'd like to get involved in the campaign, come along for a bit of breakfast. We'll have an introduction by Councillor Lee Bramall, and you get the opportunity to network. So that's really aimed at the small business community of Sheffield yep. who are wanting to learn more about Small Business Saturday. And following on from that, we're going to do a range of workshops in various community locations, again aimed at small businesses who are wanting to get involved in the campaign. They will be held at Strip the Willow off London Road on Wednesday the 11th, iFinity on Chesterfield Road on Thursday the 12th. Then the following week will be at Firehouse Fitness, Medahab Bank Retail Park on the 17th, Full Monty Cafe in Attercliffe on the 18th, and Coppola Gallery on the 19th. And if you want more information, then just give our business gateway a call on 0800 043 5522 and we'll more than happily run you through that in a bit more detail.
Superb. Well, Charlie, again, thank you very much for joining me as well. So this has been Business Live on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org. Business Live is our weekly programme about business and social enterprise. Don't forget, you can get in touch with this programme. Find Sheffield Live on Twitter at Sheffield Live. Email me, jamie@sheffieldlive.org. Text 07904 272 200. Whether you're starting or running a business or a social enterprise, we're always keen to hear from you with what you want to hear on this show. Don't forget also there is an event at Strip the Willow about social media and business-to-business sales on the 11th of November. It's a free Business Sheffield event, so go along to that. We'll be back on air next Friday from 9 to 10, so please tune in then. But don't go away now, because next up on Sheffield Live is our fantastic folk music programme. Thank goodness it's folk. That's going to be on from 10 all the way through to noon. And before that, we're going to play out with a track of music chosen by Jill Ashton. It's Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.